This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. European Union leaders will try to persuade Hungary to unblock billions of dollars of EU aid for Ukraine at a crucial EU Council summit in Brussels on Thursday, as Kyiv warns it is running low on ammunition to fight Russia's invasion. Hungary vetoed a four-year, $54 billion aid package for Ukraine at the last Council summit in December, arguing the money should not come from the bloc's budget, as Ukraine is not a member state. All 26 other EU member states voted in favor of the aid package. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, has long been a thorn in the side of EU unity on Russia. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday a Russian aerial attack on a hospital in the Kharkiv region had injured four people. The regional governor of Kharkiv said the attack happened late Wednesday in the town of Veliky Burluk, located east of the city of Kharkiv and about 20 kilometers from the Russian border. The governor said 38 people were evacuated and that both staff and patients had time to respond to air alerts before the strike. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry reported downing five Ukrainian drones late Wednesday. The ministry said it destroyed four of the drones over the Belgorod region, which borders Ukraine, and one other drone in the neighboring Kursk region. There were no reports of damages or injuries. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast goes beyond the headlines to look at the most recent developments from the front lines of the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as human stories from those affected by the conflict. Our hosts speak with experts from around the world to provide you with in-depth analysis and context. That's VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two back-to-back Pacific storms are sent to drench much of the U.S. western state of California in heavy rains and possibly trigger widespread flooding, while snow at higher elevations could help rebuild freshwater supplies. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has that story.
The initial storm hit southern Oregon and the Bay Area on Wednesday and is expected to sweep into southern California on Thursday. Residents of San Diego, still shaken by recent flooding, were bracing for another onslaught, filling bags of sand a day ahead.
Got a couple of the local contractors here in San Diego to donate a bunch of materials and sand and everything, but you know, I've been out here since 5 o'clock this morning filling bags, and the residents in this neighborhood, they enthusiastic about the help.
A second storm is expected to hit the state on Sunday. It's potentially more powerful than the first and may bring much heavier downpours as well as snow in the mountains.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The U.S. West Coast has averaged at least 10 atmospheric river storms a year since 1980. Scientists say they'll become more frequent and more extreme over the next century if human-induced climate change keeps up at current rates. At a heated U.S. Senate hearing Wednesday, social media company CEOs defended efforts to protect young people from exploitation. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Parents who lost kids to suicide silently held up their pictures as Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin and top Republican Lindsey Graham addressed the CEOs of Meta, TikTok, X, and others, accusing them of putting profits over safety. But Meta's Mark Zuckerberg says his company and the others do try. In a heated exchange, Missouri Republican Josh Hawley asked Zuckerberg,
"Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?"
Zuckerberg turned to face them, apologized, and said Meta's investing in protecting online safety.
Make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives approved a rare bipartisan bill Wednesday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It's a roughly $79 billion tax cut package focused on helping businesses and lower-income families. It expands the child tax credit and restores three key business tax breaks. Speaker Mike Johnson said the bill would revive conservative pro-growth tax reform. And while some Democrats complained it offered too little for the poor, Representative Richard Neal said 16 million children will benefit. Prospects for the measure becoming law remain uncertain, with the Senate still having to take it up, but it passed the House 357-70. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.